This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And the document in question is 979 pages long. It's been in the works for going on 3 years, and yet it may not actually go too much further, at least not right now, because tax reform is just hard, you know? Congressman Dave Camp is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. It is his bill we are talking about. Congressman, it's good to have you on.
Kai, good to be with you.
Got to ask how your day is going, sir. Both the Speaker of the House and Senator McConnell in the last 24 hours have pretty much kneecapped this plan. They said it's not coming for a vote. Fine to talk about it. How are you feeling about that?
Look, I think we can't wait. We can't settle for an economy that isn't growing. We can't settle for 2% growth. We can't settle for the fact that we don't create enough jobs for kids to get out and get on their own, that they're having to live with their parents. We've had median incomes declining for the last several years. Pro-growth tax reform is one of those things that will actually turn our economy around. This bill has been scored by a nonpartisan referees who analyze our legislation, is actually increasing our GDP by 20%, creating almost 2 million jobs. So it's absolutely critical that we move forward.
I'm going to drill down a little bit then, Congressman, and get your take on some of the specifics in this thing. First of all, you want to reduce tax brackets from 7 down to 2. You want two tax rates, 10% and 25%. Help me understand how that's going to work and not increase the deficit on this thing.
Well, right now the top tax rate for individuals is 39.6, and for businesses is 35. We have the highest corporate rate in the world, so absolutely reducing those rates is very important. That also simplifies our code. Instead of 7 brackets, we're down to 2. That's very important to do for individuals. And what we do is we take a reform of the code, and the dollars that come from that reform, we then plow back into lowering tax rates.
I don't quite understand what that means. I didn't hear you say anything specific there, sir, as to how you're going to cut loopholes or do any of those things.
Well, that's why I've released a detailed bill today. There are 228 provisions that we eliminate in the tax code. For example, one of the areas that we address is how people save for their retirement through IRAs. About 5% of employees contribute over $8,000. A year to their IRA. To those who do that, we say anything over $8,000 has to go to a Roth IRA, and that's one of the changes we make that actually helps us lower rates.
You do want to increase some taxes, and I realize that's a loaded phrase, so you can frame it how you like, but you want to, for example, tax some big banks. It's a small percentage tax, really, really small. How is that going to fly, you taxing big banks?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to understand that every corporation is going to have their rate reduced from 35 to 25. That's a 30% reduction. The financial sector doesn't have a lot of other trade-offs to make. They actually pay pretty much at a 35% rate. And so what we're doing in order to lower rates is we're saying this is going to be a revenue-neutral bill. We're not going to increase the size of the deficit with it. So the financial community has an obligation to step up so that we can lower rates and grow the economy for all of America.
You propose a surtax on the very wealthy, over $400,000 for single filers. What kind of pushback have you gotten on that?
Well, 99% of Americans will pay the highest rate will be 25%. And my view is if you can have 99% of Americans paying a rate, that is the rate. And when I was in school, 99% was an A.
It was a passing grade. With all respect, sir, if it's so great, and I, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but if it's so great, why doesn't anybody seem to like it? I got emails this morning before this plan was even out, clobbering it.
Well, I've had a lot of good support for it. You're going to see a lot of both individuals, businesses, associations, organizations come out in favor of it. And I think it's important that we have this debate.
If this thing passes in 2 years after you've left the chairmanship, are you going to tear your hair out? You're going to be all right.
Look, I am not going to concede that it's going to take that long, but we need to move the debate forward. We need to get on the field. We need to move the ball down the field. And, you know, when you start moving the ball down the field, you never know when you're going to score. If the score is sooner, that's fine. If the score is in 2 years from now, that's fine too.
Congressman Dave Camp, Republican of Michigan, Chairman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Congressman, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, thanks much, Kai.